Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's building season. What do people need to know about county requirements? Let's go in depth with Missy Poffenbarger and Corey Frank with Marion County. It's a busy time of year, isn't it, Missy?
Yes, it is.
Lots of permits, people coming by your office, checking to see what they need to do as they start to build, remodel. That what's happening?
Correct. Just a reminder of the process in Marion County. If you want to build in the unincorporated area, first thing you do is get a building permit. That's going to generate your 911 address, and that's going to start your septic permit, and you also need to check and make sure that you can have a usable driveway onto that property. A lot of those are available online. You can start your building permit online, and that'll start the process. You can also start your septic permit online. So very easy to do. You can do any time, day or night. It's convenient for you.
Well, there's real risks not to do it, right?
Correct. The last thing you want to do is make a huge investment in your property and find out that you aren't meeting the minimum standards of Marion County. That always ends up taking a lot more time and usually ends up costing you a lot more money.
And what if I put my pole barn a foot off?
You know, if you put your pole barn a foot off and you happen to be a foot on the neighbor's property, that can end in the result of having to tear it down.
Wow. And one of the things in the rural areas, you've got to be thinking about septics too.
Right, Bob. As Missy said, we've converted to an online process from Environmental Health on your permitting, which, like Missy said, is very easy to do using products that the county has been using for quite a while with Beacon Schneider product, where you go online onto that website for the county, Beacon Schneider. You can stop in our office and we can help you with that too, but you go on there and it's easy as click a button, apply for a permit. You can even pay for your permit online. So like Missy said, we can allow people that are on site or in the county or out of the county, if they're wanting to build in Marion County, can do so without having to come to our office, which sometimes can be inconvenient.
Well, sometimes it's inconvenient, but I'm sort of the kind of guy that I might fill it out online, but I'm going to make sure that I talk to both of you.
Correct. You know, we still go through our internal process for permitting, whether it's just because you start an application. That's really what it is. It's a workflow type of product. That way, all the different departments that, like Missy had mentioned, roads, our department, zoning, we are all kept in the loop. So this workflow allows all the departments to be on the same page. And hopefully that way people can have a better customer service out of this than maybe they've had before. But we still, if someone comes in our office, doesn't want to use a computer, and I completely understand that, then we can still do it without using it online. So we still have that option.
Well, and it sounds like it's a collaborative process. You start, you work together, and then you get it done the right way.
It is. I mean, let's face it, Marion County, we currently have four buildings that we are, we're spread out between buildings. And so we've gone to the online permitting, not only for the ease of the property owner, but for the ease of all the Marion County departments to work together and make sure the process keeps flowing forward so that it doesn't hold up the property owner's process.
Now, I grew up doing construction. It wouldn't be any big deal for me to build a garage. I don't need anybody telling me how to build my garage, or
well,
do I?
you need to make sure that you're building it on your property. I mean, a lot of times we come in and I'll go over the setbacks with the property owner so they make sure that they know what the minimum setbacks are and they make sure they know where their property line is. We have a lot of small parcels that were split before the change of the ordinance in June of 2010. There are still buildable lots today, but you've got to apply the setbacks and make sure they're on your property.
Well, and sometimes neighbors get a little too cozy. Seems like every year one of my neighbors plows more and more into my yard.
Yeah.
And I guess if we put up a building, you might do that too.
Right.
But you got to really worry about that.
Right. I mean, and that brings up a whole nother conversation that we in the county have been having lately when it comes to, obviously you don't want to create a nuisance, right? And one thing that we would like all the Marion County residents to understand is that, you know, Marion County is committed to economic development in this county. One of the ways that, you can help promote positive economic development is having a county that does not allow nuisances either to exist, to be created, to foster, fester, to create more nuisances. So one thing that we are being a little more proactive on is investigating nuisances, whether it be a public health issue or whether it be something related to, like you mentioned, the building process where someone builds a property, too close to your lot line.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Missy Poffenbarger and Corey Frank about building in the county. And what do we need to know about septics?
Okay. As far as septic systems for the building process, is that what you're referring to, Bob?
Yeah.
We still follow the same ordinances and state code that we always have. We fall under what is called Chapter 69 a lot of times. Anybody that deals with our department, they'll hear us mention Chapter 69. That's somewhat of the Bible, as I guess you would say, of septic. The state legislature passed an Iowa code that follows the EPA and the Clean Water Act that was issued in the 70s, created the state departments who then write those administrative rules dealing with on-site septic systems. And then we as a county adopt those rules through our own local ordinance. So we are putting in septic systems to that code, and anytime you build, anywhere basically you reside, do business, congregate, have some type of activity where humans are involved and there's water, you're going to create wastewater. So if you create wastewater, it's got to be treated properly, and we're going to use those code to be able to help people select based on either environmental conditions or based off of their site restrictions. Certain systems work better than others, and as long as at the end of the day they meet the code and chapter, then we've done a good service for Marion County residents and also helped the environment and public health in general.
Now let's go back to the nuisance property. What's a nuisance in the sense that I might think something's a work of art and you think it's a nuisance?
Yeah. Well, in Marion County, one of the big ordinances that we have in place is if you live in a residential subdivision, you're allowed one unlicensed car. If you live on a property in Marion County in the unincorporated area that is under 10 acres, you're allowed three unlicensed cars. If you've got a property of 10 acres or more, you're allowed up to nine. The other thing to keep in mind is we have a lot of people that want to do their side job of recycling. We can't have piles of dismantled appliances and tires and stuff like that laying around. Well, I mean, the county does have ordinances against that. And so, we did put into place for those small recyclers that they want to do some recycling. They can give my office a call. I can give them the standards of what they've got to have fenced in area to do containment. Obviously, we all have a right to do some of what we want to do within reason, but we also don't have a right to take away growth of the county and the neighbor's right to enjoy life and not look at a rat harborage, tires piled up, mosquitoes.
Right, and like Missy said, I mean, the state code does define what a nuisance is. Basically, if you're interfering with the ability for someone to enjoy the use of their property, that's been somewhat the basic underlying part of what is a nuisance. There are public health nuisances, like Missy had mentioned. We don't want to create vectors for diseases, such as having a mosquito harborage, having hundreds of tires laying around your property where water will sit, which will then harbor mosquitoes and eggs, and then they'll hatch, and then we can pass on all kinds of different diseases, such as Zika to other even worse encephalitis type of diseases. So we don't want to have rat harborages. We don't want rodents to be able to, live in these abandoned structures, whether, say, an old uninhabited house where the roof has collapsed. That's also a entry point for for nuisance animals or rodents or birds too that create disease from their congregation. So in this winter, I can tell you, has been very hard on a lot of structures in the county, especially ones that maybe were, you know, still holding it together. We have a lot of older buildings that probably were on the edge of needing to be torn down. Now they've lost their roof. And so we are being more proactive, as we stated earlier, with this type of enforcement. We are in the process of trying to address them as the county can.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Missy Poffenbarger and Corey Frank about building in the county. Let's say I'm a third generation farmer, mm-hmm. and there's grandpa's combine, dad's mm-hmm. tractor, there's yeah. some augers and a skid loader that died, yeah. and I've never was able to
fix. That's a good point, because, you know, even the DNR, the Department of Natural Resources, look at that type of old ag waste, you'd call it, as historical. It's not creating a public health issue. It's not necessarily creating a offensive situation on the property. So we're not going, you know, the county is not actively trying to eliminate those things. However, if you've got old machinery that is like been shoved into a drainage ditch, then now you're blocking up the ditch and creating a nuisance by water problem, then that'd be a whole nother story. But, you know, we're not actively going off of after grandpa's combine.
A lot of it's just common sense. If your place looks pretty bad, you're probably negatively impacting your
right.
your neighbor's property values, we should just probably figure it out.
Yeah, and Missy has said this, we have said this many times, we're not out to create yard of the month. That is not the goal. Everybody, like you said, everybody has an opinion, right? So we're not trying to create yard of the month. So you're right, we just all need to work together. And most of the time, we have people do the right thing. Sometimes they don't. And then we have to go through a process, and our attorney's office will work with us to help us enforce these issues.
Well, and sometimes resources are an issue too, that if you got to tear down a building, you've got to get a combine mm-hmm. out of there or whatever, this isn't cheap.
You know, and you can always reach out to one of our offices. We do have contractors that work on projects like that. That's kind of what they specialize in. And we definitely understand that most of these properties were not created overnight, so sometimes it takes a little bit of time. I guess my motto has always been, I'm willing to work with you on getting stuff cleaned up as long as you're willing to continue to work on it. If you're like, absolutely not, we have to then move on and follow the process, which means going to the county attorney, going through the courts. But that's our last resort. We definitely always try and work with the property owner to do everything we can to get properties within reason and within the confines of the ordinance without having to take those steps.
Anything else our listeners need to know?
Like I said, Missy, our doors are always open, meaning that, you know, if you have a question about something that's on your property that you're concerned about, or you're looking at buying, selling, building, get a hold of us. I always tell people, it never hurts to ask, so call us and start the process with our department so that, like Missy has stated earlier, we do not create downstream problems that we could have avoided up front. So I do appreciate you having us talk to you about this today, Bob.
And I guess one other thing I'd add is a lot of times we have people that maybe the property changes use. Maybe you want to start a small business. Maybe it was a residential and now somebody's converted it to some kind of commercial. You need to always check with the county to make sure that's going to fit within the zoning district you're in. You know, we do have a lot of home occupations that are allowed even in your out of your home, but we always advise before you make any kind of investment to buy a property, to do upgrade a property, to use it for something, that you've checked to make sure that that's going to be an allowed use.
Thanks to Missy Poffenbarger and Corey Frank for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.